Welcome to Your Future Starts Now, the go-to podcast for extraordinary women who are ready to step into their next chapter with authentic confidence. I'm your host, Gia Lacqua, empowerment coach, motivational speaker, children's book author, and girl mom. Whether you're a corporate powerhouse or an entrepreneur, this show is designed for you. Your Future Starts Now is more than just a podcast. It's a movement towards rewriting the rules of success for high-achieving women. Are you ready to get unstuck and step into your next chapter? If so, you're exactly where you need to be. Your future starts now. Welcome to Your Future Starts Now. I'm your host, Gia Lacqua. Thanks for joining us today. I'm so excited to introduce you to Celestina Ando. Celestina is a contemporary portrait photographer. Previously, she was an accountant with a creative soul who studied photography for years. She made the bold move to pursue her passion and is the proud owner of a boutique studio in Montclair, New Jersey. Her work has been published and featured in various publications. She's won numerous awards, both locally and internationally, and she's also held 3 photography exhibits. Her specialty is magazine style portraits, headshots, family, senior, maternity, modern boudoir. She has a passion for working with clients who feel aren't photogenic and creating empowering experiences for them. Celestina, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Gia. I'm so happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your background and what led you to where you are today. You have a background in accounting. How long were you in accounting for?
I worked in corporate accounting and finance for almost 20 years. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And so did you just wake up one day and say, I think I want to open my own photography studio? Or what made you want to switch careers?
You know, it was a whole bunch of different reasons, Gia. But I think I just fell in love with photography. It was something that I was always interested in. I studied it. I went, you know, traveled and studied with different photographers, and I just met a lot of great photographers who had their own businesses, found some mentors, and it just kind of organically bloomed over time, and I just fell in love with it more and more. And it wasn't, you know, an easy switch, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, I was definitely very comfortable with my corporate finance career, having that steady paycheck. You know, I worked for 20 years doing that. So, but I had a 5-year plan, and, you know, I was doing photography part-time while working in corporate accounting and building my business. And it just so happened that at the end of the 5-year time frame, there was just so many things happening in my life that just made me decide to realize and pursue my dream and go for it. So
that's amazing. And you opened your studio in 2017?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Incredible. Incredible.
Yeah.
I love the 5-year plan. Talk to us a little bit about the itch that crept up for you and sort of how you explored what that feeling was.
So, you know, my job in corporate accounting, my longest period was at Calvin Klein, and I was there for 10 years. And I was constantly surrounded by creatives and photography. And my office in the city wasn't the typical corporate accounting office you would think or imagine, because I had black and white, you know, photos of half naked models all over my walls, you know. And so I was every day inspired. And I don't know if all the designers that I work with realize this, but they really inspire me every day. All the creatives, all the people in advertising and PR. And I just really love photography. And once I started studying it, like I showed up for my first photography class, not even owning a camera. And I was just really, really curious. And I thought, okay, if I really like it, I'll go and pick up a camera. And that's literally what I did after the first class. But you know, when you really fall in love with something, and I've had many other passionate hobbies, but I don't know what it was, Gia. It's just, I think I met a lot of great photographers who were doing really well with their business. And it just, that idea of possibly doing something that you love, really started to grow in me. And it just became an obsession, really. And I just wanted to continue studying. I just wanted to continue to shoot. I just love being able to capture these moments, you know, for my clients. And and it just grew. That's my passion just grew to the point where I couldn't like not pursue it anymore.
I love that. I love that. So you had sort of a curiosity, you felt the passion and you explored what that was. And then it sounds like you just listened to that inner voice that was talking to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Amazing. So tell us a little bit more about your five-year plan and how did you go about preparing yourself for such a massive change, right? Because leaving your corporate job, which as you mentioned, can be really safe to, you know, taking that leap to entrepreneurship and the unknown.
I'm a really calculated risk taker. Yeah, you know, I'm not, when I share my story with people, they think that I'm really brave and, you know, this and that, and they give me so much credit, but I really planned a lot. I planned my savings, you know, I had a little business plan, a budget plan, my 5 years. You know, I took that time to build my website, to just build the whole fundamentals of my business and get things started. And I wanted to kind of get that cash flow going with my photography business and feel comfortable with that. And I'm not saying that, you know, things just continue to grow organically. You know, there was a lot of things that I kind of learned the hard way. But for the most part, I did as much as I could to plan for it. And I think, you know, on the flip side, part of the reason why I had that itch as well was because my accounting career, something that I studied and that was the only thing that I knew how to do. I did it for 20 years and it's a long time. And I think it was a great journey, you know, progressing, traveling, you know, everything that I was able to do, amazing companies that I worked for and people that I got to meet and learn so much. But I think, you know how people say it's more about the journey than the destination. It was kind of like that for me. And I think once I got to the level that I did, I just realized that it wasn't a good fit for me anymore. And I just wasn't happy. So it was both of those things that just made me realize, okay, I need to think of an alternative plan and what's the best way to do it. And that's how I tried to plan for it the best that I could.
Love that. I love how you talked about taking calculated risks and having plans upon plans, because I think you're right. People do think of entrepreneurship as this overnight flip the switch, and it's not, or it doesn't have to be, right? It can be, but it doesn't have to be. And so I love the way you were methodical and, you know, you went through your process of making that change, but feeling comfortable. What would you say? I mean, obviously change is hard. And this is a big change, right? So what would you say was the hardest part, or what were the challenges that you faced along the way?
There were a lot of challenges, GM. It's hard to, I get asked this question a lot, but you know, just the uncertainty first and foremost. You're feeling liberated and excited and so inspired, and you start this new chapter, and then on the flip side, you know, every other day I was like freaking out. Wondering if I'm doing it right this way. How come I'm not, you know, getting inquiries this way? Why is this, you know, strategy that I decided to use not working? You know, there are so many things that you learn along the way. And, when you're becoming an entrepreneur, I saw so many videos and met with so many people who were just doing so well with their business. And I really thought that if I work hard and if I really like work on my skills and do everything that everybody says, that things are going to work out the same way. And everybody's journey is completely different. And I don't think you hear as much of those business owners, for me, photographers who also really struggled. And, you know, no one really tells you that it takes, you know, at least a few years. You know, for me, I think my magic number was 5, and COVID is kind of like in there too, right? Pandemic. But It really takes some time for you to get the exposure, for you to get those referrals, you know, of those past clients, you know, to come into play. And of course, my service is a little different. It's such a highly personalized service, but and to get the SEO and online exposure and all that kind of stuff, you know, it takes time. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So it sounds like patience and persistence, right? Exactly. And learning what works and what doesn't along the way, to your point, because what works for one person may not work for someone else. So it is a learning journey. And, you know, I can certainly relate to that. I think, you know, you and I have similar experiences in terms of leaving a corporate background to pursue our passion and start our own businesses. And, you know, I can definitely relate to a lot of what you're saying in terms of the uncertainty and not knowing. And I think you're also used to, in a corporate environment, having instant reward and payoff, right? When you check something off the box, you finish a project, you complete something, there's sort of that instant gratification. Whereas in entrepreneurship, I found what was really challenging is I did something or I did it well, but there wasn't that instant reward, right? It's more of a long-term play. So definitely a lot of learnings along the way. And you, I mean, your business is incredibly successful and it's been so amazing. I've known you for years now to watch your business grow. What was the biggest thing that helped your business to succeed?
Oh, there's so many things. You know what? There's kind of like a top three that I have, Gia. Mm-hmm. Finding mentors, networking, yes. and then the online presence. That's what I think were the top three for me. I don't know if I can just name one. I think those top three things were so important for me. And I've really seen how it's also changed, you know, over time. Because like with networking, I think I was always putting myself out there and just really trying to sell my business. And now the way that I network, you know, you kind of network everywhere you go, Gia. Mm-hmm. Like any person that you meet, any, you know, person that you meet in class, or maybe you're at the mall, or maybe at a party, you know, just being able to connect, you know, to be kind, you know, to be approachable, to just organically connect with people, whether through friendships, business relationships, you know, and so forth. And just building a network of people who can support you, help you, refer clients to you, you know, all those things is so important for, I personally think, as a business owner.
Yeah, I think, you know, and all three of those things are super important and also have a community aspect to it, right? So that I agree, super important. What would you say are, you know, in terms of going from a corporate employee to being an entrepreneur, how would you describe that shift for you in terms of your life, pros, cons, anything there you want to share?
You know, I decided to pursue this because I just imagined a different life, you know, where I'm just mm-hmm. really happy in various different aspects. I think, like I mentioned, I didn't think that, you know, being at the level I was at in my corporate accounting career was a good fit for me. How do I say this? You know, I think in the corporate world, and as we all should as business owners, it's very profit driven. You know, all the decisions that are made, it's very based on what's the best way to get to our goals, plans, mm-hmm. profit. And we should also be thinking that way as business owners. But I think since I was really young, I've always volunteered since I was a kid, Gia, and I always wanted to be able to make an impact on people's lives and in some kind of way, you know, whether just through kindness or being able to help someone with something. I just saw it's instant gratification when you with what I do, you know, taking photos of someone and seeing someone get emotional over them. and having them discover something about themselves, you know, or even just, you know, that small little impact that I can make. It just fuels, you know, your motivation and inspiration even so much more. And I just really loved what I was doing. And I just imagined, you know, a different life as an entrepreneur, being able to manage my own schedule and being able to do different things. And so you just have to keep yourself motivated and, you know, resilient and just kind of keep going even through the tough times and just like believe in yourself.
Yeah. I think the resilience is an important point and remembering your purpose and your why, right? And even during the difficult times, you know, when you're going through those challenges, is keeping in mind your why and your end goal. So I think that's great, great insight. I want to dig into something you just talked about, which is there's an experience that you provide for women. Like, you and I are both in the business of empowering women and from different angles, but I want to talk about portrait photography and the work that you do, right? Because clients might find you and say, wow, I really like her work because you're incredibly talented. And they might walk in there thinking that they're getting one thing. But I can speak from personal experience in working with you as a client that you walk out with a whole lot more. So talk to us a little bit about the experience that your clients go through in working with you.
So, Gia, this isn't something that I realized that I wanted to do, by the way. I actually started with wedding photography when I first started my photography journey. And, you know, I loved wedding photography. It was a lot of fun, you know, a great way to start because a lot of weddings have weekends and so forth. But as I connected with photographers, you know, I had gotten some feedback from them and they were like, Sel, you know, everyone calls me Sel or Tina for short. You know, you connect with women, you know, have you ever thought about doing beauty photography? And I didn't really understand what that was about. And mm-hmm. I just wanted to learn more. And, you know, I would never consider at that time, I was very conservative and never thought of myself doing a portrait session like that also. But, you know, I, two reasons very quickly, two stories I'll share really quickly. My mother had portraits like that done when she was young, all the way back in Japan. And, mm-hmm. you know, my grandmother had passed and my mother couldn't go to Japan. So my aunt sent over a box of all this, you know, memorabilia, and she took all these things out. And then one of the things that she took out was this portrait of herself. And she didn't know that my grandmother had held onto this, you know, portrait for all this time. And, you know, she got emotional and we just sat there and we were talking about, you know, how that happened, how that was a year that she left Japan to start a new life in Canada. And, mm-hmm. you know, and now I have that portrait and I get to, you know, treasure that for the rest of my life. And so that, along with, a client that came in, who's, you know, no longer with us today. She had a session with me and she contacted me afterwards and told me how, you know, during the whole time that she was with me, that she forgot that she was sick. You know, it's just being able to provide these experiences and you know, for different reasons. But, you know, for the majority of women, you know, who are able to just reconnect and rediscover themselves and, you know, realize how beautiful they are and, you know, finding that confidence and getting empowered. That's a big part of like what these types of portrait sessions are about.
It's so beautiful to hear you say that because, you know, I do think that the work that you do is much deeper, right, than just a photo or a picture or portrait, right? Like, it is an empowering experience. It is perhaps discovering about something about yourself that you didn't know or see before. I agree with you. And it is a lasting feeling.
And it's also most often a forgotten feeling. You know, it's just a lot of my clients that come in that just forgot what it feels like, to be seen, you know, to be able to have portraits of themselves that they can proudly share. With so many mothers that come in and always tell me, I'm always the one that's taking the photos of my kids and I never like to have photos of me taken or don't have a chance to have photos of me taken. And a lot of them come in and enjoy some of the session by themselves and then have the family join for the last part of the portrait session. And I always love that moment when the family comes in and I think, you know, they see their parents, you know, totally glowing and feeling beautiful, but just more the energy, you know, and then continuing that experience for them to share with their family too. You know, that happens a lot in my studio, but just reconnecting, rediscovering, remembering, and just holding on to that and keeping that with you, you know. And I've had women, you know, just come back to me and tell me that, you know, it's helped them, you know, go for this or pursue this job or go online dating or do things that they probably would have never thought to do just by having that little boost of like confidence, you know. So
definitely helps with the confidence. And I love what you said about reconnecting with yourself. I think rediscovering who you are, because as high achieving women, you made a great point, right? We're always so focused on everybody else, family, kids, our jobs. And this is really can be a very sacred experience, right? That's all about you and that empowering moment, right? And walking away with a greater sense of confidence and rediscovering who you are. You know, I have to say that there's also a piece of it could be related to finding yourself, right? Maybe there's a piece of yourself that you didn't know existed or you didn't recognize or see before. And I think for people like you and I who have made these career transitions, maybe talk a little bit about the identity shift, right? And the reinvention that happens. Because as women, you know, I think this happens, this is true for men too, but we become, our career becomes such an ingrained part of our identity. And we wear many hats, many roles, but it becomes part of who we are. And so stepping out of that can be really challenging. And, you know, so even I can say from personal experience, the work that I did with you was almost a step in my process of reinvention. It's like seeing myself in a different light.
Oh, thank you for sharing that, Gia. It was really mixed, honestly. I think some people were cheering for me. Some people were worried for me, and then some people, I don't know if they really took me seriously. They probably thought that I was just like on a break, you know, maybe a little crisis. So, you know, you get and that was also a bit of a challenge to deal with too, Gia. And you have to just stay focused. You know, I really had to stay focused, and I really had to like find that network of people who could understand the situation or the transition I was going through, you know, that desire of wanting to, you know, to pursue something that might not work, but you just have to go for it, you know? And it was really tough. You know, I, as excited as I was, I really tried to keep my mind busy as much as possible, because of course, you know, your business is going to be a little slower in the beginning. And so I it's so easy to fall into that half glass empty, you know, situation and always worry. And I really tried to just push through and read books, you know, inspirational books. You know, there's so much great reading out there. I just tried to, and I was constantly keeping my mind busy. And I can also speak to like, you know, even the pandemic, you know, I was shut down for 5 months. So, you know, not being able to photograph other people, I ended up photographing myself, you know, online and just getting a lot of amazing interaction and feedback. And that also inspiring others, you know, to do the same. But yes, you know, when you become an entrepreneur, you're wearing so many different hats. You know, you gotta become everybody all at the same time. You know, the salesperson, the marketing, the, you know, getting my books in order. You think that would be easy for me as an accountant, but it was the last thing that I wanted to do. You know, just getting everything, you know, I think sometimes business owners and I can, I've met a lot of photographers, you get so also hung up in the craft of it, you know, just on the creative part of things and not realizing that you really have to still, you know, set up that whole, the foundation, you know, for your business and find that CRM software, find, you know, your bookkeeper and get all that stuff, you know, organized as well. And that's really important. So I was just constantly hustling, you know, I just tried to keep my mind busy and to just try and keep inspired and motivated every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, we're used to hustling as high achieving women. It's just a different type of hustle.
Yeah.
Right. And to your point, you know, finding the people that are your cheerleaders and supporting you through that journey is really critical. And sometimes letting go of people who aren't supportive of your transition. Right. Yeah. So Celestina, in this podcast, we talk a lot about redefining success. I would love to know from your perspective, how do you define success for yourself? And how has that evolved for you over time?
Success for me in the beginning, even in my younger days, in my corporate years, was about money. And my perspective has now changed to being happy. And, you know, of course, being happy, you know, it's really generalizing things, but I give myself a little grace. I just try not to focus so much on the little things and just trying to balance and a little bit of, you know, financial success, but a little bit of personal success, you know, and both personal and career, and just trying to be happy. And that's how I measure success now. So
love it. You know. Love it. That sense of fulfillment, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Celestina, I want to thank you so much for being here, for sharing your insights and expertise. Where can our listeners learn more about you and the work that you do?
Thank you so much for having me, Gia. It's so great to chat with you like this. Listeners can find me on my website, which is just my full name, CelestinaAndo.com.
Perfect. And if you are curious about portrait photography, I highly recommend reaching out to Celestina and having a consultation and an initial call. She does incredible, incredible work. And of course, you can visit my website at gialacqua.com, reach out on Instagram at gialacqua. On the homepage of my website, you can download your complimentary copy of From Chaos to Clarity, a 30-day journal for self-discovery and healing. This is Gia signing off with gratitude for your time and energy. Our mic drops, but the movement continues. Until next time, your next chapter is waiting. Take care.
That concludes another empowering episode of Your Future Starts Now. Before we wrap up, I want to thank this incredible community of high-achieving women. Your energy, resilience, and commitment to growth are the driving force behind what we do. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate it, leave a review, and don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Your feedback fuels our mission to empower high-achieving women just like you. And of course, share Your Future Starts Now with the extraordinary women in your life who are also on a journey of healing and empowerment. Connect with us on social media, share your thoughts, let us know what topics you'd like to explore in future episodes. Stay connected on Instagram at Gia Lacqua. I encourage you to carry the energy of this conversation into your day and keep on supporting the incredible women around you. Until next time, remember, your next chapter is waiting.